Welcome to Radically Christian Q&A, the two-minute show where we answer your tough Bible questions with honest Bible answers. This show is brought to you by RadicallyChristian.com and Baker Heights Church of Christ. Our question today is, what does the Bible really say about abortion? Let me just say as plainly and clearly as I can, I don't know how anyone could read the Bible and come to the conclusion that abortion is a godly thing to do. And that's always the standard for Christians. We must ask ourselves, is this action pleasing to God? Is it godly behavior? And can anyone honestly read the Bible and say they believe that God would be pleased with them aborting their baby? Having an abortion is about doing what you want, not what God wants. In fact, the entire debate is couched in terms of a woman's right to choose what she wants. Well, the Bible says to Christians, you are not your own, for you were bought with a price, so glorify God in your body. 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20. The government may say you have the right to do with your body whatever you want, but God says your body belongs to Him. Furthermore, in Luke chapter 1, we have the story of Mary and Elizabeth when Mary was pregnant with Jesus and Elizabeth was pregnant with John the Baptist. When they saw one another, the text says the baby, not glob of tissue, not fetus, leaped for joy. Joy! John the Baptist expressed joy in his mother's womb. And scientists are now telling us what the Bible said long ago. Unborn babies have emotions, have dreams, and even feel pain in the womb. Unborn babies are not potential human beings. They are human beings with potential. And because they're human beings, killing them is most definitely wrong. That's all for today's Radically Christian Q&A. If you have a question you'd like for us to address, send an email to questions@radicallychristian.com. For more content like this, be sure to visit radicallychristian.com and like us on Facebook. And if you're looking for a church home in the Abilene area, we would love for you to visit Baker Heights Church of Christ.